And we're back with the second hour of What's Ailing America. I do encourage all of you to get Dr. Banks's book. You can wake up a lot of people with that book. She does write in kind of technical language. I try to avoid doing that so people can understand things. But, of course, the medical language has been made very difficult to understand, just like the legal language has been, so that, you know, ordinary people without this education as to the understanding of the code won't get it. But she has so much important information in there. A couple things I just want to mention. I always have CNN on the on in the background to see what the little flags going across the bottom of the screen are when I'm doing my shows. Just to let you know, one dozen Secret Service that accompanied Obama to Colombia are now under probe for having contact with prostitutes while in Colombia. I mean, it's just amazing. These people are so corrupt. It's right in our face, and we'll see what happens. I suspect nothing. But, you know, they just let us know that they're all corrupt in various ways just to basically alert us as to their corruption and fraud. And it's really disgusting, and something needs to be done. Another thing I wanted to mention is an article that you can access from rawstory.com. The title of the article is Mysterious Zombie Disease Afflicts Thousands of Ugandan Children. And what you need to know is that there's obviously a vaccine experiment going on in Uganda where children are now becoming zombies. First of all, they become like rabid animals. They gnaw at their fabric restraints because the parents are having to pretty much tie them up in order to control them. They start getting seizures, and eventually they die. And this was pretty amazing to me because my classmate in Downstate Medical School, who graduated with me in 1987, Assistant General for the CDC, Ali Khan, wrote an article for the CDC entitled Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse. You can access this on the CDC website, in which he basically tells people what viruses can cause rabies. And two viruses that he mentions are rabies and measles. And so apparently, you know, he knew what was going to be happening. And, you know, it's like a joke to these people. They're right in our face. They tell us what they're going to do. There's rabies being put in many vaccines now, as well as rabies vaccines being given to people. But I'm convinced that the military, who are raping their fellow soldiers, the female soldiers, and, you know, going into towns and murdering, you know, 16 people, including 9 children, things of that nature, that's one of the reasons they're doing so, because they're being injected with rabies. So just so you know, that's what's going on. Another thing I wanted to just let you know is that David Icke has now stolen my babies with a needle image from my DrCarly.com site. If you go to DavidIcke.com and check under his headline section, Friday, March 30th, 2012, CDC, 1 in 88 kids have autism, you will see the baby with the needles picture that I paid a graphic artist to come up with many years ago, is now on his website with no mention of me or my website. You know, and I'm just getting so sick of crap like this going on. So all of you supporters of David Icke, please write to him and ask him why he's stealing my intellectual property and not even mentioning where he got it from. Okay, I brought on Alex Hunter from BC, British Columbia. He had sent me an amazing YouTube entitled Immunize BC, Orwellian Vaccine Brainwashing Video for Teachers and Nurses. Let me mention that again. Immunize BC, Orwellian Vaccine Brainwashing Video for Teachers and Nurses. And this is a very important video for you to check out. It's an hour and 30 minutes, but you don't have to watch the whole thing. You get the program after about watching at least half of it. Because not only is this total propaganda about vaccinations, but one of the amazing things that they're doing in this video is they're actually taking the technology that we see on, you know, CSI, crime scene investigations, and they're transposing it into this video. They call it DSI, disease scene investigations, and you see these two teenage children going into the library, having their retinas scanned, and then getting access to this, you know, major computer where they can ask the computer questions, and then the computer answers them. You know, they've got all the technology where they just take their fingers and they move it here and there, and, you know, miraculous things happen. So this is obviously not just a indoctrination in terms of vaccines, but it's also an indoctrination into the Orwellian technology that we're all being faced with now, the retinal scans and all the rest of it, and I found this extremely troubling. So thank you for coming on to discuss this, Alex, and what kind of responses are you getting from people that have seen this up in your neck of the woods in B.C.?
Well, outrage, shock, horror, anger, despair, it's a mix. Depends on what level of awareness they're in. It certainly is one ugly son of a bitch. I mean, these people couldn't be any more sick. One of the most profound things, as you mentioned before, was that vaccines have never been tested to see that they don't cause cancer. Yet, they actually, the doctor that comes on, she's definitely on there after 20 minutes, and I think it's about 22 to 25 minutes into the clip, where she's just like a medical prostitute. She'll say anything, just give her the money or the mic. And you can see that it's a blatant propaganda video. She actually states that they are going to have our young girls, as young as grade six, split into two groups, one receiving the vaccine and one receiving a placebo, giving them false hope and a false sense of security that they are, quote-unquote, protected from cervical cancer and HPV, and that they will be followed, both groups will be followed through the, and this is my own words, International Electronic Healthcare, quote-unquote, database and registry. So they're going to follow them through the health, quote-unquote, care system, thus using them like little lab rats. I mean, it couldn't be any more disgusting. We're furious.
The children are always used as lab rats. I mean, if you look up any psychiatric drug, for example, you will see it says it's never been tested on children. So the children that are getting it are the lab rats. But I just want to mention what you just said, because it's actually much worse than that. The children that get the placebo, which placebo just means that they're going to be injected with sterile water or, you know, or nothing, basically, those children are the lucky ones. Those children are not going to be injected with this vaccine that has been shown to cause many deaths, infertility, actually cause cervical cancer in many young people that have received it. So the placebo people are the lucky ones. However, I want to mention the very important fact that the only way they could make a claim that the vaccine prevented cancer is, first of all, if they tested it to see if it caused cancer, which they don't. But how are they going to know that a girl has been exposed to HPV to then claim after she got the vaccine that it prevented her from getting cancer? It's the same situation as Dr. Banks was talking about with the HIV vaccine. When you're given the HIV vaccine, you develop antibodies to this alleged HIV, although we discussed how that whole thing's a fraud as well. So they're giving you the same condition that they say they're protecting you from. It's the same thing with the HPV. You're going to basically have antibodies against this virus, which I'm sure was also made in the special virus cancer program to begin with. And, of course, if they had a girl who tested negative on a cervical swab. Now, are they taking sixth graders and bringing them into gynecologist's office and doing GYN exams on them just to see if they have HPV on their cervix? If they're doing that, then that's basically a sexual assault. If they're doing it by blood test, then it's the same situation I just described with the HIV vaccine versus HIV, because if they have antibodies to HPV in their bodies after the vaccine and not before the vaccine, then they just gave them the HPV. And the only way they could prove that they didn't have cancer is by doing gynecological exams on these young children. Now, that is never talked about. And I would really like some people in your group to get on that. You know, I have so many fish in the fire, I just don't have time to do all these things. But that is a very important thing. How can they make these claims? Are you doing gynecological exams on little girls to make sure they haven't had sex? Which, of course, if they haven't had sex, they have an intact hymen. So just doing the gynecological exam is going to basically destroy that to begin with. But second of all, how are you making these claims? This is a very important point. This whole scientific method has been so corrupted, it's just mind-boggling. So I'll let you respond to that after the break, Alex. I hear the music. We'll be back after these messages. And I would like if somebody could try to call in just to give us a test to see if the phones are working today, because they haven't been for weeks. So please, somebody try to call in to comment on this subject. We'll be back after these messages.
Want to get this up on the other show, on the other computer, please? Because we can't hear her. What would we use to audio the thing?
You can't hear me? Can you hear me?
I can now. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, folks. I was getting a phone call on my private phone. I asked people to test call the phone number, and somebody test called my home phone instead of the station phone. So I still want somebody to test call because I want to know if the phone's working for the station. I just want to mention quickly, when I hear that Fukushima commercial, I just want to mention something I've come up with as a way to try to wake people up. If somebody you know has cancer and they're considering radiation therapy, I suggest that you tell them, why don't they just take a trip to Japan for a couple weeks, and then they can get all the radiation that they want to get to allegedly heal their cancer, which, of course, causes cancer. Because that's kind of like, you know, make a few people sit up and, you know, look at me like, wow, you know, that's right, radiation causes cancer. Okay, so what do you think about what I was saying before the break, Alex, about the fact that they're not documenting that these girls had HPV to begin with, so they can't document that they don't have cancer because of HPV afterwards, not to mention the fact that doing gynecological exams on a sixth grader is a sexual assault in itself, if they were.
Well, it's like the rest of the video. It's a completely blatant propaganda and eugenics or genocide campaign, and it's really the most vile and disgusting abuse of authority or power or whatever you want to call it, or trust. But of course we know that's how the system works. It's based on reversal, but most people wouldn't. So if there's new people tuning in, because we did plug this all over the internet again yesterday, and we have been for months, then you might end up with people coming in here that don't know and would have to pick up from this point. But what's going on is basically they're killing our kids, and we're not even sure if those kids are going to live long enough to see the end of this quote unquote test, if it even is one. It's probably just outright genocide, and
right.
Or just
okay. Wait,
yeah.
Hold on. Let me just mention something very important. If you do a search on, you know, HPV vaccine reactions, you know, get ready to sit down for days. But one of the best sources I will tell you is if you go to judicialwatch.org/Gardasil, you will find a 24-page document on the, and it's very small font, on the reactions that they have documented that have been reported from this vaccine. And just like you said, Alex, this this traitor, this medical doctor who has sold her soul for cash, actually sits there and says there's been no serious reactions. It's unreal.
Yeah, yeah, it's completely blatantly obvious. It's the most pathetic piece of propaganda I'd ever seen. I was actually wondering if it was not just put out there to, you know, to make us all run in a different direction. But anyway, you know, we've seen other examples of it. You know, they're lying all the time, and they're not very good at it, and anyone following along will see through it. So, you know, yeah, they're definitely probably doing this knowing that, you know, it defies logic and common sense that on one hand they're pushing the global green dictatorships and Agenda 21 depopulation while saying that they're trying to do this vaccination program to quote-unquote protect our little girls. And
yeah.
Our children. Eh?
Yeah.
So that
exactly.
That hasn't escaped me or my children, and we're operating on an intellectual and cognitive and memory deficit most of the time because we're being electronically attacked for telling the truth, electronically censored, sabotaged, and outright attacked with various forms of psychotronic and electromagnetic microwave weaponry, which is what they're using to silence. Yeah, sorry.
But I just want to mention, because this is so important, and I've said this on the show before, Alex is homeschooling his teenage son and daughter. And yes, I know they're being electronically attacked. Many of us are being electronically attacked in different ways because we speak the truth. But he is homeschooling them, and I think that is one of the most important things that any parent can do to protect their children from this kind of propaganda. Now, I want to ask you, because the title of this YouTube video, obviously one of us put this out because the title is Immunize BC Orwellian Vaccine Brainwashing Video for Teachers and Nurses. But this implies that they're showing this video to teachers and nurses, but I have a sneaking suspicion that they're playing this for children in the schools as well. Do you have any information on that?
Well, my son just said, yeah, absolutely. And Abby's here, too, listening in. She just came in to listen to this part. And what we know is that because they use that extremely misled teenager on the video at the beginning, and funky tunes and trendy cinematography and film set con job on the kids to make it cool, and that they're using this whole theme throughout it, you can tell it's geared for the children. They're going to play it to our kids in school. You're absolutely right. That's where you're going with that, right?
And the whole idea, I mean, this freaked me out when I saw this DSI. Isn't that special? The disease-themed investigators. And that's what this young man, young woman, basically, you know, they're seeing a child on the floor complaining of a fever and headache. So they run to their computer, get their retina scanned, and ask the computer, you know, what could this be? And the computer comes on and tells them, oh, it could be meningitis, but, oh, isn't it wonderful? We have a meningitis vaccine to protect you from meningitis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're trying to get the children to get interested in investigating these things and then making them believe that the vaccines are the answer. And this is so evil. I mean, it defies comprehension. And I just want to bring up a very important movie I saw recently. The title is Virus. That's it, just Virus. It was filmed in 1980. I got a copy off Netflix. This is an amazing movie because not only does it expose the biowarfare experiments going on, and in this particular movie, the entire Earth is killed except for one group of people that happen to be on Antarctica because the virus is allegedly made dormant in sub-freezing temperatures. But not only does it show this whole biowarfare situation that's actually going on, but also there's some, psychopath that works for the government, and before he's killed by the virus, he decides to activate a nuclear response, you know, technology that's going to cause nukes to be delivered to Russia when there's an earthquake in Washington, which actually happens. And then, of course, Russia responds with their activated automatic nuclear response. And so we have nukes going off all over the place. So it's just an amazing documentary on the psychopaths. But the amazing thing is, as in all movies of this type, the reason they claimed the people died was because they couldn't develop a vaccine in time. And this is the disinfo. Most movies are pretty much documentaries, but with all these biowarfare type movies, they always say, we have to develop a vaccine. And see, this indoctrination is so, it's just everywhere. And when I saw this YouTube that you sent me, Alex, I was like, whoa. Because now they're combining it with all this technology, especially when they're making it seem cool. Oh, these two teenagers, they can't wait to go in, have their retina scanned in the library, and then ask the computer their questions. They become like detectives themselves. And isn't that cool? So this is dangerous on so many levels.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is. Now, it was Ryan Elson that sent us the video, and he's actually wanting to call in but doesn't have the number. Our computer's not working well enough to go off your browser because we'll lose. It's just not working. So we're being electronically censored and sabotaged. So, well.
Okay, is he listening? Is he listening on the computer? Okay, let me give the number again. The toll-free number, which works from Canada, is 888-320-6151, 888-320-6151. And I'm very much wanting somebody to call in so I can see if anything has been done to fix the phones during my show, because there's an obvious attempt at blocking the phone lines, and I suspect it's still going on. But that's the number if he wants to call in.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've seen it happening in an increasing, you know, pattern to where you were actually off the air for about, what, 50% of that interview. Was that with Nancy Banks, Dr. Nancy,
yeah.
Nancy Banks?
Yeah, she was on my show on February 18th, and I think the last 50 minutes the whole site shut down. So I wasn't even able to get back on. Just so people know, this show does not have a board op. I have to run everything through a computer, so that makes it very difficult. On my Sunday show, I have two board ops now because there's so much interference with that show as well. One board op in the United States, one board op in the UK. And between the two of them, they've been able to keep the show on the air. So it's much better, you know, for that show in terms of being people able to call in. But, you know, I actually look at this as a sign of victory, that they're so afraid that people are going to be able to call in and ask questions, because I love people asking questions. And this should be a signal to people of how much we're being interfered with. As I know you've experienced, Alex, you've written me on a regular basis of how your Facebook postings are being messed with and things of that nature. It's just amazing.
Yeah, well, right now we can see that Ryan is trying to call in, and he's not able to. Our cursor has taken on a life of its own. There's chunks of text missing. We ended up with half of a lowercase e, for instance, so someone with the ability to copy and paste something that would include half a character. How interesting is that? And so on and so on. So, yeah, we're being electronically sabotaged again, just like they were on Facebook yesterday when Ryan and I were trying to discuss something like this show and this video that he posted on YouTube. His channel's X to Fury. He tried to post it up there, and I took it. I put it in my forum. And then we couldn't see it in our forum. The only way we were able to see it was that he kept sending us back the link to it. So my post, my video up, like I took his upload and posted it on my site, on my forum, which is the the CCWW, ACWW, World War III Global Domination and Population Reduction Advisory, Agenda Advisory. And
are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So I was saying, should I say it all over again, or did you hear it?
You cut out. I don't remember where you left off. Go ahead.
Okay. I was talking about posting it in my forum on Facebook, which is the CCWW-ACWW, which stands for the Canadian Coalition of the Walking Wounded and the American Coalition of the Walking Wounded, which Marianne Hennin and I founded on January the 1st, 2010. We have a World War III Global Domination and Population Reduction Agenda Advisory, which we run on Facebook. And we posted Ryan's link up there. And what happened was it was hidden from us in our own forum. We couldn't access our own post, yet other people were able to see it, people that I communicate with often. And I don't know if other people could see it or not, and, of course, we're not getting much response on all our tests to detect algorithmic censorship, which is occurring on all the social networking sites. And we know they didn't call it the net or the web for nothing. I mean, those things are just there to classify us. They're not there for us at all. And so we're like kamikaze pilots in the info war. We're willing to die over trying to alert and inform the rest of the people in the hope that they can actually rise up and do a very necessary change in the social order.
Yes. Let me just say, while I'm talking to you, when I was on that Orwellian YouTube site, my YouTube channel came up in the upper right-hand corner. My YouTube channel is Dr. Carly Chu, and I just posted a new video yesterday of a call I made into Free Speech TV. You can see how much free speech you have on Free Speech TV, where I talked about Obamacare and how it doesn't cover anything that actually works. But it's quite amazing. When you go to Dr. Carly Chu, it says this playlist has no videos. So I don't know when that happened. It was working yesterday. However, if you click on the right side, uploaded videos, it does have the videos listed. So there's so much playing around going on. And you know, I know that people realize that. I'm not trying to scare them. We have to keep on doing what we're doing because they're destroying everything that matters. But, yes, it should be self-evident to people that all of these social media sites are being used against us. As a matter of fact, CI director, what's his name, Betrayus, somebody sent me an email, actually, where he's bragging about how now people are bringing their own spying apparatuses into their own home with all these electronic devices that they're bringing in. You know, they don't have to break into your house and plant a bug anymore. You know, your devices are bugging you. And that's what's going on. But you see, as I always tell people, you're already dead, so you better get rid of the fear and just wake up as many people as you can, because these cockroaches won't have a place to hide once enough people actually realize what's going on.
Yeah. Well, there they go again. So they bumped us off while you were talking. I'm not sure if you heard what I said, or we couldn't hear you. And Ryan's laughing and saying, yeah, there they go. They're proving our point, because that's what the whole post thing was about, to show they're censoring us. But we're not sure how many people will be able to show that to now. Like, what happens is they show your posts. It's like the block feature on Facebook. They show your posts to some people in the social networking trap of theirs that communicate with you frequently, or if you're talking on a phone and you say so, you're going to show somebody something or whatever. The intelligence community allows those people to see it, but nobody else does. And I've plugged your show to hundreds of, like, a potential 100,000 people in all the chemtrail forums and non-Masonic forums, etc. And I used to receive hundreds of things. Our machine was going off like a popcorn machine at first, wasn't it, guys?
Yep.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden what happened is it got slowed right down. Aiden's going to answer that Aiden's here, and he can answer that question you had about watching videos, those propaganda videos in school, and also maybe his experience, just for like a minute or so, and then we'll get back on track here. But we forgot that one question you asked because they bumped us off or whatever. So Aiden just wants to tell you about watching the videos in the school.
Yeah, right before we get vaccinations, like the month or week or whatever, we watch sometimes like cartoons or like that. What was that? The thing you were watching? The one with the music and the girl?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was the propaganda video
we're
talking about.
Yeah, the propaganda video. We watch those right before, like, the week we get our vaccinations. And, yeah.
So they brainwash them before they go along, and they put out the new whatever it is, the new trendy kind of bullshit they're spinning as a reason to do this, as if it's going to help you and everything to yeah, you know what they're doing, yeah. So, and then also...
And let me just say, the worst place I know of now is in California, where they've actually passed a law where girls can be given the HPV vaccine at school without their parents even consenting. I'm sure that's a test case, and it'll spread like wildfire if the people don't stand up in outrage. But when your children who are now homeschooled, when they were in school, and I'm sure that if you agreed, it's before you know about vaccines, but they still had to get your permission, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, but when I was in the forced vaccination forum with you and Jane Burgermeister near the end there, before they shut her down by killing her aunt and her mother, what I found was that as soon as I realized what was going on, I went in and I said, under no circumstances is my child to receive one of these things, and I signed the form saying absolutely not. And we kept them home from school that whole week, and then two people from the public health nursing system came into the school. His office assistant called him down the week, because I kept him home for an entire week, and just because we felt that it might be a good strategic move. Well, they called him down out of class, shoved him into a room in the office, and there was a nurse on either side of the door. And they said, just a little prick, and they nailed him. Two vaccines, not one, but two. His third MMR, and one for chickenpox, which he'd already had.
Even though you'd already signed the form that you refused them.
Yeah, I even talked to the principal, and I even made sure, it made it clear that it wouldn't happen. Now, I know she didn't have anything to do with it, so it kind of looks like a complete setup. It was that office assistant, her name was Jerry Holm in Monterey Middle School in Oak Bay in Victoria. She just came up and got him, and we don't know if it's because the public health nursing authority has the authority over the school to do this to our kids, but that's what I suspect. And I also know that Jerry Holm objected to my signing this form and went along with it. But do you think we could ever sue these people? We couldn't get a lawyer to take on our medical, legal, insurance fraud and racketeering case. How are we going to get anyone to fight that? And what's the bigger battle? Like, it was like Aiden's 70% of his mentition for a period of time until we treated him with Thuya at the Fairfield Clinic, naturopathic clinic. 70% of his mentition was a casualty of this war, of the good fight. And we were beyond angry.
I just want to say that as part of the indoctrination, they had him watch the cartoon, the vaccine-promoting cartoon, I'm sure in hopes that, you know, even if you were against it, that he would be brainwashed and hoodwinked, and he would go home and say, well, Dad, you know, I think I really should get this vaccine, and then, you know, get you to remove your objection, because that's how it works. Okay, there's the music. We're going to a break, folks. We'll be back for the last segment. Stay tuned.
Okay.
And we're back with What's Healing America, our last segment. I just want to mention, I think it was also you, Alex, that sent me the trailer for this new movie, Agent V-Nod, V-I-N-O-D, by Illuminati Films. I mean, you know, first of all, it's got that V in there, so that's kind of like a simultaneous V thing going on. But they're so in our face now, they're actually got a film company, Illuminati Films. I mean, it's just mind-boggling what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's blatant in her face, like intimidation and arrogance, hubris, everything that makes these people up. Absolutely, and we see them warning us in so many different ways. Like I was reading a copy of The Secret Covenant just this morning that was sent to, it was posted in my forum, and the person that sent it said this, she sent it to this investigative journalist who posted the stuff around, and then someone put it in my forum. She was saying she felt it was authentic and that someone within the Illuminati was either trying to warn us for our own good, or were they just blatantly throwing it in our faces, you know, because it was all happening just like the protocols, etc.
Right.
Now, the censorship on the electronic communications, I think, is really relevant to our problems. And Ryan calls it a digital straitjacket. He's been trying to call into your show. He called several times. I offered him the option to phone me, and I'd put the, you know, the speaker from the cell phone up against the mic here, but he said he wouldn't be able to hear what you're saying and the time delay and all that. So until he can get on the show, we'll have him on some other time or something if you want. I wanted to comment on something that's very relevant to what you and Dr. Nancy Banks were saying earlier. I noticed this profound coincidence, so I guess it's a coincidence theory. What a coincidence that emerging diseases come out before this agenda where the medical, quote-unquote, legal, quote-unquote, insurance racketeers are going to be able to ensure that you're all tested and vaccinated in order to qualify for medical or Obamacare, quote-unquote.
Right, exactly. That's another layer of control, no question, yes.
Yeah, yes. It's all right in your face, isn't it? And, you know, up here in Canada, we've been a testing ground for, quote-unquote, universal health, quote-unquote, care, which was initiated by Tommy Douglas, who's Kiefer Sutherland's grandfather, and actor Shirley Douglas's father. What's really strange about that is I'm sure he had the best of intentions, possibly, though, you know, he was a politician, so it's hard to say. Anyway, this system was designed as a universal healthcare system to help everybody, and yet we have about 20 glaring things like clinical commentary, etc., to stereotype and classify patients to deny them healthcare, and that's been and we talked about that before on your show, so I won't get too far into that. But that's what prevented me from getting surgery for the last 13 and a half years, minus a couple of little episodes where I almost had better care than worse, but not quite.
But I just want to repeat what I said before. It's not health care because, as Dr. Banks said, you're supposed to be given informed consent and be told of all the possible, quote-unquote, treatments that you have for your condition. And natural things are not covered by any universal or non-universal health care system. That's why they developed insurance in the first place, to corral people into what Big Pharma wants to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know that treasonous premier's healthcare conference, I did a video on it, you saw it, it was really difficult when I was speaking in front of the place where they held the conference to remember everything. There were a few things I really missed that I wish I regretted that I missed later on. But it seems to be what's happening when we go to speak publicly with the larger the audience. If they're not censoring us like this on electronic communication, when we're in public, the people that are administrating, like the facilitators at Occupy, let's say, which is controlled opposition, and so the facilitators are shills. But anyway, they prevent you from getting the mic. So Ryan actually got up in Centennial Square in Victoria and started to shout through his hands. And he was almost set up for arrest by the facilitators themselves. And I was really disappointed that our entire group, nobody out of our group except for me, who's like a single parent, and my two children stood up and tried to protect him and prevent him from being them creating a scenario through which he gets arrested and charged with something. So we stood right up beside him against this one aggressive facilitator who was obvious law enforcement and social psychology, you know, a student at least, or possibly a grad. And we were able to help him there. So that was a Ryan's about the most brave guy out of Victoria in the anti-Occupy movement that I've encountered to date, and I think that's excellent.
Wait, let me just ask you a question. Is he the one that posted this YouTube Immunize BC Orwellian vaccine brainwashing video for teachers and nurses? Is that his YouTube channel?
That's him.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, X to Fury is his... Yeah.
Wait, say it again, spell it slowly so people can find it, because I want people to see this. This is going to blow your mind, or perhaps not, because I know I'm preaching to the choir on this show. What YouTube channel do they go to make sure they can find that video? Please spell it.
Go get it. Okay, well, we're having a bit of trouble flipping around, so maybe he'll put it in the chat again. It's X to Fury, but hang on. We're going to get it for him. We'll say it in a second as soon as we have it. We don't own our cursor right now or our computer. It's just hanging by a thread. Every time we change browsers or do anything, and we only have two windows open, everything slows down to a crawl and often fails. And we've been cut off the show three or four times so far. So we're going on another computer to get that.
Okay.
I know. Yeah, it's XTOF.
U-R-Y.
Is that all lowercase?
Okay.
All uppercase? All of it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's all uppercase.
X-T-O-F-U-R-Y, uppercase. You go to YouTube, type in X-T-O-F-U-R-Y, and then click on this Immunize BC Orwellian Vaccine Brainwashing video. Very important. So you can see the high tech they're using. And like I said, I'm sure... You know, your children are not in school now, but I guarantee you, they're not just showing this to teachers and nurses. I'm sure they're showing it to the young people as well, because they're going to be really digging that whole, you know, disease scene investigation technology, because they've already primed them with the CSI stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the disease investigation teams. Well, you can really see the whole thing working in concert. Hollywood and the movie industry and television industry is an arm of government. And I used to work there doing special effects. And you know what? Maybe I should just not pay my dues anymore. I had until the 15th. What's that, tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think so. Anyway, whatever. So I think I'll just renounce my membership and dues. The last time I went into a union meeting, they called me over from Victoria. So I had to travel all the way over from the island, came to a meeting, and our department chair for the effects department, I don't know, I got the impression he didn't want me to come back, but anyway, they sent out a memo. I was coming to the next meeting, and I was the only one that wasn't informed. It was canceled, and then but I was not a coordinator by, you know, just mitigating. Anyway, the next memo we got was that only department heads were to attend the department meetings. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, they didn't like me being there, because I was the only one that wasn't really a department head, minus a couple of guys. And they are all on the inner track. Now, I'd been out of the scene for a bit because of medical, legal, insurance fraud, and racketeering. But I brought that up at the meeting, and also that we should never submit to globalization of our union. And several other things. And I talked about 9/11 being an inside job, because I was sitting around with a room full of pyrotechnicians. They didn't want me back. Isn't that funny? So, you know, even unions are an arm of government. The movie industry is an arm of government. It absolutely is. It's 100%. I can see it right the way through now that I've seen all this, you know?
Right. Well, that's why each of us have... You know, experience what we've experienced, so that we could see the immensity of this this web of deceit, as you called it. There's one quick thing I just want to mention. I was doing a show out of the UK late Wednesday night, was actually Thursday morning from midnight to 1:30 a.m. And during that show, I could hear my phone ring, so of course I couldn't pick it up because I was on the air. And after the show, I listened to my message, and I got a message from a telephone number, 760-705-8888. Now, I have my phone set up where I don't accept calls from people that will not, you know, that block their numbers. And so, basically, the message was, I'm going to be disappeared, you know, they were threatening me, et cetera, which doesn't work against me, because as I always say, if they kill me, I go on vacation. But I checked with Google. You can put any phone number into Google. And as it turns out, this is a phone number that Google invented so that people can hide who they are. Check it out, folks. Put in 760-705-8888 into Google and see what comes up. Okay, the show's over. Thank you very much for joining me, Alex. We'll be back next week. Hopefully take some calls. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Our guest is Bev Harris of BlackBoxVoting.org.
Well, the bottom line is, whoever can...